The Warriors starting a three-game road trip in Madison Square Garden, the first stop for a battle with the Knicks, where Stephen Curry again connecting early from beyond the arc. Tonight in New York, Curry's sixth consecutive game with at least five three-pointers, the longest such streak in NBA history to start a season. He would finish with 29 points and six trays. Kevin Durant, a tremendous night, powering his way to a game-high 41 points with nine rebounds. And the Warriors getting a variety of contributions in this one as Klay Thompson added 12 points, while Draymond Green delivered 18 points with 8 assists as the Warriors pull away for the 128-100 win. Here's Coach Kerr after the game.
I had a wise comment to make, a Tommy Lasorda quote from years ago. What'd you think of Kingman's performance? What'd you think I thought of Durant's performance? My God, 41 and 25 in the fourth and some of those shots. Crazy. He was just spectacular. Anybody old enough to remember the Lasorda reference? All right, yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Sir, I was asking a few days ago, like, you have a favorite Steph play? How about tonight? Do you have a favorite
KD play? Maybe the one that he missed, the one-legged runner from three. I love that. I mean, you got that much confidence. Go for it. I mean, he was rolling, and it was actually pretty similar to Steph's night the other night in that, you know, it just, he felt it, and he just started launching, and his teammates were so fired up for him, and he was spectacular.
It's as hot as you've seen them both at the same time. I think they have 151 combined in the last two games.
I guess. I mean, they're both such great players that it's, you know, it's hard to think back. I'm sure there have been other stretches where they've both been hot. They generally both play well every night, so it's hard to assess that kind of stuff. But in back-to-back games, they both were phenomenal, and obviously were tough to beat when those two guys play like that.
Coach, what did you see in the Knicks getting out that nine-point lead and then you guys just basically turning it on?
I thought the Knicks were fantastic. They're playing so hard. Yeah, they totally outcompeted us for three quarters. They had some great individual performances. Burke and Hardaway got it going, but they had guys flying all over the place. And they just outplayed us, and it took a while for us to wake up. I was proud of our group that was out there at the end of the third quarter. Alfonso, Andre, Steph, Jonas, and Kevon Looney. I thought they got us back in the game just with their grit, and we kind of reestablished something going back into the fourth quarter. And at that point, obviously Kevin took over, but you know, we didn't have anything going for three quarters because the Knicks were just out-competing us.
Good to see
Jonas' performance.
I thought Jonas was fantastic. He's been really good for us all year. I mean, he gives us the ability to make a three from that four position, and he's also an underrated defender and rebounder. He's tough, and he's really been a good fit with our team.
Did you get an explanation on the Cousins ejection?
I'm sorry?
Did you get an explanation on DeMarcus getting tossed in, the first quarter?
I did check with Scott, and he said he had warned him already. I think he was jawing with Cantor, I think. And then I asked Scott, and he said it because he had already warned him. And then he kept going at Scott, I guess. So I'll talk to him about it. I don't know. I got to hear from DeMarcus what happened, and we'll talk it out.
Do you go back to the locker room after some games and say, hey, we won that game because we have Kevin and Steph versus we won that game because we played together, we played hard, we played,
Yeah, we win a lot of games just because we have more talent than the other team. But, you know, what's going to win us games at the highest level is both a talent and playing together and competing and playing hard. And we didn't have that tonight for most of three quarters. But as I said, we relied on that group at the end of the third to get some traction, and then we relied on our talent in the fourth. And, you know, it's a dangerous game to play sometimes because guys aren't always going to make shots. But, you know, we've got to be able to put together a better effort, especially on the road. where we're more engaged early in the game.
And the Warriors now stay in the New York area as Sunday they will face the Nets in Brooklyn before it's off to Chicago for a game against the Bulls on Monday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.